This is Carmen Papalia. I'm a 40-year-old artist with olive skin, black hair, and a beard. I'm usually wearing one of my many hats. Today I have a brown, fisherman-style wool cap on. I'm a non-visual social practice artist with chronic and episodic pain. I don't use the terms blind or visually impaired to describe myself because I feel this language upholds the primacy of vision as a standard for what is normal in our society. When it comes to my relationship to visual culture, I have shape and light perception, but I stopped using vision as my central reference point when I picked up a detection cane. I say detection cane instead of white cane because when I got it, I peeled off the red and white tape to sever its connection to the institution that gave it to me. The video you are about to watch is titled Mobility Device. This audiovisual work will begin when you stand under the directional speaker, and the soundtrack includes audio description. It documents a performance from 2013 that involved me replacing my cane with a marching band that served as my primary navigational system. Through the use of a code of musical stings played by the band, they alert me to obstacles in my path. This lets me maintain my agency and decision-making power in an ongoing negotiation with a group of people that I trust. The band that served as my mobility device was the Great Centurion Marching Band from Century High School, and we practiced for several weeks before the performance to build that trust and a mutual understanding. The performance pushes against standard accessibility frameworks by approaching accessibility as a creative process. Mobility Device is a celebration of interdependence in the area of accessibility. At a time when cities, governing bodies, and public institutions are stating commitments to the broader disability community, it draws awareness to the idea that accessibility is best approached as a living agreement that is guided by community needs. I wanted to show that an accessible society is about more than the language that we use and the rules and regulations we have to design our spaces, though these are certainly important. To really be meaningful, accessibility should be built on the relationships held between people and where members of equity-denied groups are included in their wholeness.